Welcome to RV Hour, powered by Giant Recreation World. An honest talk about the RV lifestyle, travel, costs, tips, and everything you need to know. Each week, we'll bring you the best and most helpful info, travel hacks, and answer your camping questions. Now, here's your host, Larry McNamara, CEO of Giant Recreation World.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are, Larry McNamara, Dwayne Adams. Whoa. Recreation World RV Hour podcast.
Yes, sir.
And radio show.
Here we go.
We welcome you to our program, and we hope you enjoy it. Yeah. Do you know this is episode 52?
Episode 52, rocking and rolling.
Which is hard to say. I mean, we have more episodes on our website than 52.
Yeah, so yeah.
It poses questions.
We are in the hundreds.
Hundreds.
Per.
Per. But now we add some video to them. So it's basically when we started doing video too.
Doing videos, pretty much.
Yeah. And hey, that's hit or miss, but it's by all means. I do have a face for radio, just saying. So if you don't feel like, you don't need to see all that, just listen.
That's right.
I'll paint you a picture.
It's too much for you to take. Take it all in.
We have three giant RV locations all in Central Florida.
Yes, sir.
One in Winter Garden, our original store,
from right.
1976.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then our other stores are on the I-95 in Palm Bay and in Ormond Beach.
There we go.
So we have so much inventory that is so fresh and so exciting, you won't believe your eyes. And I replied to a Google 5-star review the other day that did mention that not only do we have the greatest service and all that kind of stuff, and they felt so special picking up their new RV. They said our prices can't be beat, and they said just check the Google.
That's
so
right.
You know, I'm just saying that's our man Bartow's deal, and I talk about some of these specials during these shows every week, and. They are pre-shopped and
that's right,
rocking, baby.
Specialty picked item.
Oh, yeah.
Those units usually are. They're very highly discounted.
Very highly discounted.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we have some special ones in store for you in later episode.
Ooh.
Later episode this.
Yeah.
52nd episode. Probably segment 3.
I think segment 3 we usually do.
Yeah. Right.
Bartow's Corner.
So have y'all noticed there's a little nip in the air here in Florida?
That there is.
It's a bit chilly.
Bit nippy.
And it's going to be that way this weekend, too.
Yeah, it says down to the 40s.
So with that being said, I figured a good topic to talk about is winter season travel.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah.
I like
let's talk about how to use your RV, where to use your RV in the winter.
Yeah, man.
Right?
So, couple spots we could check out.
Well, let's start local. Titusville,
the
Great Outdoors RV Resort.
Yes,
that is such an awesome place.
It is.
It's almost a destination. I mean, but there you can buy mobile homes, you can buy million-dollar mansions, and they all have the RVs in mind. So they have a RV roof next to them that you can park your RV under.
Yeah, that's the nice part.
You know, just saying, what a great designed community. And they're not one on top of the other. You got land and all that too. It's very nice.
That's what we talk about. Those zero lot lines. Nobody
right.
likes them.
Spacious sites.
That's right.
Golf courses right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Tennis courts. And now they have the what is it? Pickleball.
Yeah. Yeah, the pickleball court.
Yeah, pools and it's very close proximity to the Kennedy Space Center.
Yes.
Yeah.
You get to see a lot of the launches from their area. I mean, all over Florida, but
you do. But you can just sit right there. On your patio.
Oh, yeah.
Or your RV, awesome site, you know.
Yeah, man.
Have an adult beverage and watch, you know, you can feel the heat that's close enough from there. You know, you can feel the heat and certainly feel the rumble.
Oh, you feel the rumble. That's for sure, boy.
So who else is going to go? I want to go to now.
I'd like to check it out now.
But, you know, there you go. You take the second one.
Actually, I think there was a launch yesterday or today, 5 o'clock. One of those. All right, I got the next one. Here we go.
I was driving home from work the other day, and I saw it. I was like, what?
Oh,
there's a rocket.
There's a rocket. Yeah,
and it did very well. It was that rocket that did very well. It had a whole lot more SpaceX.
Oh, yeah, the SpaceX stuff. Yeah, sure. Man, they're doing the big boys now.
Unbelievable.
All right, next spot. We got the Ocean Lakes Family Campground, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Oh, it's a little chilly this time of year at Myrtle Beach.
You get up there.
It can be hit or miss.
You can see beautiful ocean landscape.
Right.
Just don't go in the water.
Well, they have beachfront camping available.
Yes, sir.
They have a large water park that I doubt is open right now.
No, I doubt it too.
But hey, you know, mini golf, various family friendly activities.
Yep.
And you know, Myrtle Beach is kind of like the golf capital of the world.
Yeah.
So you can go a mile in any direction and run into one of the premier golf resort.
Yes. And a lot of these resorts usually set up a kind of a winter scenery stuff just to kind of keep in the seasons.
Well, I know up north, some places actually convert their golf courses to places where they'll rent snowmobiles and you can go on snowmobile adventures.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah,
so they make money on their golf course when they can't play
golf. Can't play. Yeah, that's fun.
Again, very smart people in this world.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
I'll take the next one. You know what we got? I'm looking at Georgia at the Stone Mountain.
Woo!
Have you ever been to Stone Mountain?
Do you know, we were actually, the last trip, we were going to swing by and we missed it.
Well, you know.
It was out of the way. We missed
it. It is controversial.
So it is controversial because I've argued with the wife all the time. She said it's a mountain that's only made of stone. I said, babe, aren't all mountains made of stone?
It's made of one stone.
One.
It's a big
stone. What it is. One big stone.
Yeah. And they kind of say that they're kind of like, the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
But there is a big carving on the side of the stone.
Okay.
You know, and during the evenings and stuff, they do laser shows and all kinds of stuff. So
that's fun.
It's really cool. But yeah, it's got General Lee.
Oh, there you go.
You know, from the Confederate Army on a horse, with the Confederate flag.
And oh, wow.
It's very controversial. They're talking about, we should destroy that. And they, you know who I'm talking about.
They.
But, beautiful setting, beautiful views of Stone Mountain.
I hear it's
family attractions, RV activities, all kinds of stuff. You could climb up there.
That's what I was going to tell you. I hear it's a tough climb to get to the top.
Well, there's a cable
mountain
that you can hold on to as you walk up there.
Oh,
but it still kind of freaks me out being afraid of height.
Man, I hear it's way up.
If you got to grab a cable to get up and down without, falling to your desk, I think it's kind of scary.
For the adventure seekers.
Yeah. But, Stone Mountain is certainly, it's a destination area now. It's a whole, they got the whole thing going on now. It's like an amusement park.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, man. Better check that one.
You take it, baby.
All right. So we got the Gulf State Park.
Gulf Shores.
Alabama. I feature beachfront camping, hiking trails, fishing, and nature programs within the Gulf State Park.
Yeah, well, I would say that the beach is probably Gulf of Mexico?
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't think it's like in the ocean since there's no ocean in there.
No, it's definitely the Gulf. The Gulf of Mexico.
But, you can go on good fishing trips. And being that it's in Alabama, they got marshes there too.
Oh, yeah.
So you can probably go shoot the gator.
Yes, sir.
Go get a gator or,
Cajun.
Do some noodling.
Yeah.
Y'all know what noodling is? All right.
Come on, break it down.
Picture
what's
this
noodling?
You go into one of them muddy creeks.
Okay.
Where you can't see the bottom.
Gotcha.
And in Alabama, they got that Georgia red clay stuff, too.
Oh,
so it's Muddy Creek.
I know where we're going.
Or a muddy river.
Yes, sir.
Better a river. And you walk, you wade in the water, but you can't see the bottom.
Okay.
And you feel where there's like a hole.
All right.
A hole down there, like where there's a pile of rocks and there's like a little cave or whatever.
Gotcha.
So stick your hand in that cave, in the blind.
Whoa.
And you feel of a big catfish in there.
Get out of town.
And you stick your hand all the way into catfish until the catfish grabs hold of your arm. And you pull the catfish out and you caught a big catfish.
Woo!
That's noodling, folks.
Noodling.
Now,
yeah, man.
Be dangerous because sometimes you have to kind of go under the water to get your hand all up in there.
Oh, yeah.
And then if the catfish is big enough, it can hold you down.
Pull you onto the
head. Again, folks, that's something that I only suggest to somebody that's professional at it. Be
right
there to witness, help you.
Take a trained noodler.
Yeah, see, I another term you didn't know.
Yeah, man, that's a good one, noodling.
But, there's people that go RVing all over the country noodling.
Just noodling, yeah, man.
See what I'm
saying? I bet you that's some good eating catfish, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we're not talking little ones. I'm talking about big
catfish. Big old catfish, huh?
Big as your leg.
Whoa, man.
How about another local one? I'm going to take the local one.
Great.
Because you know what?
You have at it.
I have a special place in my heart for the Fort Wilderness RV Resort.
That's
in
right.
Orlando, Florida.
That's a great
Fort
spot.
Wilderness is the RV resort in Disney.
Disney World.
In the Disney properties, you know? Disney-themed camping experience. How about some of that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
They got a closed park. Actually, the buses and everything, and
they go right there.
Go right there, monorail.
Yep.
You know, so yeah, it's perfect if you want to go to the parks too.
Yeah, it is great.
And there's all kinds of on-site amenities.
Yeah,
I have an old memory I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
About my first time I ever went to this campground, the Fort Wilderness.
Okay.
And we went to the Hoop to Do Review, which is still around today. But it's basically a dinner theater.
Okay. All the characters in that?
They do a whole play.
Oh, that's
and when I was there, it was the hoop skirts, you know, ladies and all that. And they were singing and dancing, and they saw myself. I was probably about 8 years old. They pulled me up on stage, so I was a part of the show.
Oh, and, that's fun.
One of the hoop girls kissed me on the cheek, and my only line was, "Black." So I did that, and, you know, again, that started my career in entertainment.
In entertainment. Here we are today. Oh, that's
good. Yeah, they have stories around the campfire there in the campground. Hosted by some Disney characters sometimes.
Oh, that's great.
They have movies. They have horseback riding. You don't have to go to the park.
Yeah.
Horseback riding. They do the Electric Light Orchestra parade on the water. You go down to their beachfront.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and plenty of seats, and it's pitch black, and you get to see the floating, you know.
Yeah, the parade.
Light parade out there, and you can hear the music. Great place to see all the park's fireworks.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's just very, very awesome.
Yeah,
and talk
great.
About, you need a golf cart there, though.
Yeah, because
Disney themselves rent them if you don't have one.
Right.
Or you can come to Giant Specialty Vehicles. You can either rent one from us because they let us in there.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can buy one, and we'll set you up so you can pull it wherever you're going.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, the Disney campgrounds are set up it's so big.
It is.
So vast. You know,
which also too, if you don't want to drive your RV or a trailer out there, you can have one of our rentals. We'll deliver it to
Cape deliver Wilderness. It, yeah, set it right. up, we'll show you how to work it. You know, we can include a golf cart too, for
there you
an
go.
Extra fee.
That's right.
But I'm telling you, you it's really nice. Need it. It's a great,
yeah, because it's
great
huge, place. Huge property. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna take this next one too. You know why? Because I just talked about it. The Hilton Head Island Motor Coach Resort. I know they built a new one. This is not that one.
No.
This one is the original. It's been there for 50 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
We actually talked to them the other day.
We did. While we were at the Tampa RV Super Show, we did talk to them at the booth, and they wised us up. It's a luxury resort with spacious elite, you know, sites, close to the beaches, golf courses, and shopping, everything.
Oh, yeah.
Everything great about Hilton Head Island. They do. Except
right
you don't have to go through the rigmarole to go through the guard shacks and stuff to get to where the people live out there.
Yeah. Nice. They do a good setup out there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
All right. Skidaway Island State Park, Savannah, Georgia.
Who doesn't love Savannah?
Bay is one of the greatest places in town.
Yeah. What do they got?
All right. They've got serene campground within a state park, hiking trails, and it's close to historic Savannah.
Historic Savannah, and there's some great restaurants in Savannah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we just went recently, the family and I. We did the squares, one of the only places in the United States that have squares built within the cities. Yeah.
Wait, do explain. What's a square?
So, I'm sorry, squares. So, what they did was when the first city was built, like when they basically came and were going to build the city of Savannah, the gentleman who built it and set it all up, this Lafayette, put a square, okay? So the square was to be for social meetings.
Town square is what he's saying. Town square.
They put the church on one side and built houses all around the square, and that was the original Savannah, Georgia.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Good stuff there.
Good time.
A lot of history.
Look at the history we were showing you.
All right.
That's Skidaway Island State Park.
Yes, sir.
Anastasia State Park in St. Augustine, Florida.
Also historic spots.
Yeah, beachside camping. Nature trails.
Oh, yeah.
And near historic St. Augustine, which, I might add, is only about a half hour, 40 minutes from our Giant Recreation World Ormond Beach location.
Ormond Beach.
So while you're there camping, you can come out and see what we got.
That's right.
Make it a day trip. Enjoy some of the Destination Daytona offerings. Because that's the Harley store. There's a hotel in there. There's all kinds of little specialty shops.
Oh, yeah.
The Love's Truck Center's right there. You know, if you want to get some greasy spoon food, you know, they got it.
They got it.
They got it. And come to Giant Recreation World. I'm telling you, you will not regret it.
That's right. Come on.
You're next.
All right. What do we got here? We got the Cajun Palms RV Resort.
Yeah.
Bet you can't guess where that is.
Louisiana. Henderson, Louisiana.
So what they offer there? They feature tropical themed resort with pools, lazy river, and a spacious sites for your RV.
You know why I love the lazy river?
Why you like that?
Because you can be on a raft.
Mm-hmm.
They usually have rafts.
Oh, yeah. They give you the raft. Yeah.
Or a big inner tube.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have cup holders so you can have your cold beverage.
Oh, yeah.
And then you hang your six-pack in the water so it stays cool, you know. So when you're going floating around the river. But my favorite part of it is you don't have to get out of the river to go pee. Everybody knows it. I'm the only one that says it, though.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Like, why is that guy by the water vest?
Is it all warm by him? I don't understand. But, yeah, St. Augustine is awesome. And then you go down to the old colonial St. Augustine.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome
yeah.
shops, awesome ruins that you can
yeah. get the fort, all that stuff.
Right. Yeah. So.
All right, last one. Bring us out.
I'm going to talk Bay Palms RV Resort in Codine, Alabama. They have waterfront sites, fishing, boat launch, and a peaceful atmosphere.
Oh, that sounds like a nice
Basically,
place.
I think it's probably more kind of like a fish camp atmosphere.
Yeah, it's
which
just,
everybody loves.
Definitely. Everybody loves
you
know, fish.
Some of the best food in your life you eat at a fish camp.
Ooh, you ain't
cooked
kidding.
By one of them crackers. Fresh catfish that we talked about that they just caught noodling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying, hey, you know what? I think we're coming crackers. On a quick break.
Yes, we are.
And when we get back, we're going to talk about how to prepare your RV for this winter travel season. All right, we'll be right back after a short message.
Attention, all 2023 models have to go. New adventures and new destinations and a new RV from Giant Recreation World. No payments for 90 days and no money down on motorhomes, travel trailers, toy haulers, fifth wheelers, and golf carts too. Have a trade? Get top dollar now. And if you need service, parts, or rental, they have you covered. Shop at GiantRecreationWorld.com or visit one of their locations in Winter Garden, Ormond Beach, or Palm Bay. Giant Recreation World, the only RV dealer in Central and North Florida with a nationwide RV warranty forever. GiantRecreationWorld.com.
And we're back. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for being with us and staying with us for episode number 52.
Here we go.
Session number two. Bah, bah, bah. 3 16-minute sessions.
That's right.
Every week.
Every week. For you.
We have special guest speakers sometimes, so if you're ever interested in coming on the show.
That's right.
What do?
So if you email myself, dadams@grwrb.com, we could set up an interview for you. What we're offering right now is a 17-minute interview so you can bring your, you know, come on the show,
talk about your product. Especially if it's RV related.
Oh, well, it should be.
So if you have your own product or
yes, sir.
Or anything, you know, and my rule is usually we have to sell it.
Yeah.
To, you know, we have to be a customer
of yours. Because we like to offer
right.
that.
Yeah. But we have a lot of local repair centers and stuff that we utilize,
yes.
too.
Yeah.
Like carpet installer companies mm-hmm. and linoleum mm-hmm. companies. And, you know, they're more than welcome.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
So, again, because we patronize them.
Yeah. And we have a lot of the cleaning supply stuff, too, as well.
And some of it is working real good and some of it is not. But any ideas or if you'd like to come on the show. D. Adams, and there's no period. It's just D. Adams.
Dadams.
Dadams at grwrv.com.
.com.
Or you can always send it to Larry@grwrv.com.
Come and get us. So, yeah. So I wanted to say, too, we went to the Florida RV show, the Tampa
RV Super Show.
The big show yesterday. Seeing all of those vendors out there, that's who we're going to reach out. So you guys will get an insight on these different items, different places we go.
I would say there was at least 30 or 40 local campgrounds having a booth out there telling you what they have.
Yeah.
All of them have specials. You could sign up to win free weekends. It was very exciting.
Yeah.
But I have to say this. I've gone to that show for now for like 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the most RVs I've ever seen.
Yeah. It was nice.
Matter of fact, they converted some of the parking lots that they used last year
mm-hmm.
for the vendors to park and use that now as a vendor space.
Yeah. It's growing.
It was huge. And there was all kinds of weird little entertainment
going on.
What was your favorite one?
One man band.
Oh, there was a couple of those.
Oh yeah.
I saw a fire truck going around that just talks to you.
Yeah, talking fire
like
truck.
Like a robot fire truck.
Yeah,
it was pretty cool.
That was good. There was also the plant man.
Oh, the plant man. He's on a Segway.
Yeah. But I got to say, the one man band, it's still my favorite. The guy.
I'm still partial to the bagpipers. You know?
Yeah. Oh, the bagpipers are good. Do you know what I miss? The goat. The guy with the goat blowing up the balloon.
Well,
that would have been nice. I know. He's on. He's moved on.
Well,
the goat moved on.
The goat used to be alive.
Alive.
You know.
Yeah.
And then a few years after its passing, he had the goat, you know, stuffed, and had it on a pull cart, and he'd still pull around the goat, and the goat would blow up balloons for kids, you know. But I haven't seen the goat for a while. The guy that did that was quite old.
Oh, okay.
Back in the day, so that's probably
that might have been too.
But it was sad when the goat went away.
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe we'll bring it back. Be the goat.
Maybe. Hey, there's opportunities galore out there. I saw magicians going around doing card jigs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did see a lady doing balloon animals for everybody.
Yeah.
It was just a great day.
Stilt walkers,
just everything. It's very clowny, yeah. Kind of, you know.
It's fun. Yeah.
There was a lot to do and a lot to see.
Yeah. That it was. Yeah.
So I'm going to talk about winter travel RV, how to prep your RV for winter traveling.
Here we go.
You know, we don't have to worry about that a whole lot in Florida, but like I said, it's a little cool snap we got going through.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're going up north at all, you probably should do some of this stuff, like a water heater bypass kit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you don't have one on your RV, they are worth a bunch of money. Let me tell you why. Because the water heater bypass kit will allow you to bypass the water heater. Mm-hmm. In other words, your water heater can hold 6 gallons or 10 gallons of water.
Water in there, depending.
And for the winterization, you don't want any water in there.
No, sir.
So if you don't have a bypass kit, you have to fill that tank with the drinkable antifreeze.
Yeah.
And that's not cheap.
No, sir. Especially how much it takes.
Especially if you have 10 gallons of it, you have to do just for that. And then you got to do your whole water system.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So I certainly suggest installing one of those if you don't have it. Then you turn a couple of knobs, and it takes the water heater right out of the system, and you you drain your low water pressure lines,
mm-hmm.
and then you basically suck the water in through the water pump.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of RVs nowadays come with an intake hose.
Oh, yeah.
Just stick right into the gallon jug,
mm-hmm.
and you can do your whole system if that water heater's bypassed with a gallon of water.
Oh, yeah.
A gallon of that antifreeze. And then you grab another gallon and you pour it in your wastewater holding tank.
That's right. That's good at tips there, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but as always, you always follow the manufacturer's instructions for the proper installation.
That's right.
But we do sell them, and we are the proper installation people. We'll tell you how to do it.
That's right.
Matter of fact, we'll do it for you if you don't want to.
Ta-da.
For a fee.
And a lot of the items on this list, too, that we sell in our parts department and, of course, our maintenance guys,
right?
You get to it.
Yeah. So RV blowout plug is another accessory I suggest you get. And you say, what is that?
The RV blowout plug is for, you attach this to your city water inlet on your RV.
Mm-hmm.
And it uses an air compressor to blow out water from the plumbing lines before introducing antifreeze.
Well, the plug basically looks like a thing that looks like you fill air in your tires.
Okay.
On your car.
Gotcha.
You know, so.
And then you can just put
you
that
hook,
to the
You
compressor.
Hook your compressed air to that, and
gotcha,
it
yeah.
blows. You open the low line drains.
Okay.
You know, and every RV has different locations for them. Some of them have little things you pull that opens them up.
Oh, okay.
Some of them you go underneath and unscrew a cap.
Oh, and then like an oil drain.
Those are the low lines, the lowest points in your
lowest
system.
Lowest points in the system.
Then you hit that water you hit that plug with the compressed air, and it blows all the water out of all the lines.
Oh, nice. Very convenient. Yeah,
yeah
man.
Yeah, that's what that's for. How about the RV antifreeze hand pump kit? That's for if you don't have the already pre-manufactured RV antifreeze installer hose.
Gotcha.
You basically pump it right into the system using a hand pump.
Almost like a tire pump?
It looks kind of like a little, it's small, so it's more like a football pump.
Yeah, I was going to say, football, basketball pump. Yeah.
So, all right. You use the that to distribute the antifreeze throughout the plumbing system, and you start with the furthest faucet from the pump and work your way closer to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's a little more work.
Yeah, that definitely is. That's, you know, a lot of DIY guys out there want to take care of it themselves. That's what that does.
That's right. You know, winter and doors, ceiling.
So I wanted to ask you about this.
Yeah.
Okay, so now on a tips and tricks, it says, you know, if you have a leak somewhere, air seeping in, you put some sealant on it. But if they don't do it through us, would that void some of their warranties and things of that nature? Is that better to bring to us or try to do yourself?
I think this is a DUI.
It is a DIY thing? You could do it?
DIY thing,
yeah.
Because I wouldn't say to put like caulking or anything that hardens and won't clean off very well.
Okay.
A lot of like those windows open, so
yeah.
You know, you don't want to glue them shut.
Liquid nails or something.
But you can use a lot of things. You
okay.
Know? You can use weather stripping, silicone sealant. If it doesn't hold it, it doesn't, you know,
seal up properly.
Seal up anything. Yeah. You know, I've seen some entry doors in RVs that have a pretty big striker plate, and you can see daylight through them. You know, that you can silicone up. You know,
okay, that won't mess with it.
And that won't mess with it as long as you let it dry before you shut the door.
Yeah, because I'm thinking weather stripping, too. That probably wouldn't damage anything. You could still do that.
Shoot, you know, just some the kind of duct tape that you use for when you're taping off your car if you're going to paint it, you know.
Oh, there you go.
That
yeah,
stuff
even that.
Doesn't rip your paint off or nothing. It's
yeah, it doesn't
take
pop.
Off, you know.
Yeah, man.
There's all kinds of easy ways to do it. Just like if you feel a draft in your house, there's some tips and tricks that you can do yourself.
Yeah, man.
Of course, we would do anything you contract just to.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Yeah, so, dehumidifiers.
Yeah.
Well, you know, condensation is a problem. And if you use your dehumidifiers inside the RV, it will keep that from happening. And I've seen the condensation so bad it drips down the walls of the RV, and it can actually swell up some wood and cause damage. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the biggest of it, they say, is that temperature difference inside.
Right.
Things aren't set right, man. That water will go anywhere it likes.
Yeah, well, if you're, you told me the other day one of your friends is a tent camping guy.
Yeah.
But he has like a whole palace tent,
yeah,
you know, he's like a sultan. But even in those, folks, after you're done spending the night in one of those,
mm-hmm.
it gets all full of condensation.
Oh, yeah.
So if you touch any of the parts of the inside of the tent,
mm-hmm.
it'll drip where you touched it.
Yep. Yeah.
And that drips, it can hit you right between the eyes.
Between the eyes.
You know? So, again, most people that have tents don't also have power.
Yeah.
So a dehumidifier won't work for them.
Yeah. Not at all.
Did you see that segue?
That was not it.
What is my recommendation?
Oh, what?
Come to Giant Recreation World, get you a real RV.
The only recommendation.
We will take that tent in trade. We'll utilize the value of it as your down payment. We'll cost you a dime out of your pocket, and we'll set you free in a Giant Recreation World RV.
Something nice and comfortable.
Beautiful, you know. And if you place, though, you know, dehumidifiers strategically within your RV, and they make some small ones that you just put right onto a socket.
Oh, yeah.
It's like one of those things to make it smell good.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
They make them about that size. You just put them in strategic areas around your RV and let them do the trick.
Yeah, we saw a couple yesterday, the
ionizers.
Yeah, well, yeah, they
That is something.
That's like to the extreme.
Yeah. All right. So now this next one, I like this one. I actually wasn't aware this was a thing.
Well, you
that
take
you could
it.
Just buy this.
People know about this up north.
Yeah, it's an up north thing. It's south, down south guy. All right. So this is called a heated hose.
Mm-hmm.
As silly as that sounds. So you invest in a heated hose to prevent freezing during extended winter stays. Make sure to use the appropriate power source for the heating element. So it's basically just a regular hose that has a tubing through it.
It certainly does.
4 feet.
Usually you plug the hose into an electric outlet,
mm-hmm.
and it steps it down to DC current.
Okay. You know,
to keep the hose from freezing, which is very important, being that it's just a garden hose or a freshwater safe drinking hose that doesn't have toxicities.
Yeah.
And they will freeze quickly.
That they do. Yeah.
So
it's just one of those things. It's kind of a... You think that the water coming from a water heater is going to heat that piping, but it's like, no. There's a whole other system here.
Yeah, see, while you're using an RV in the winter, most of them come with the heated enclosed underbellies mm-hmm. or the heated holding tanks.
Yeah.
And then the inside of the coach you're going to have heater on because you don't want to freeze yourself to death.
That's right.
So you can't freeze in there if it's climate controlled.
There you go.
So again, you don't have to worry about that. But things like your addition, your water hose, for instance.
Water hose outside?
It can easily freeze if you don't have proper stuff.
Yeah.
And that you've seen it at the Home Depot, too. They make the cord where you wrap it around your mm-hmm. pipes and all that and plug that in. It's also the same kind of
thing. Same deal. Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
How about the propane system check?
Yes.
Yeah.
Always make sure you got your propane levels.
Hey, inspect the propane system for leaks, proper functioning. You know, keep an eye on the tank levels themselves, especially during colder temperatures, because there's one thing that uses more propane than anything in that rig. Well, there's two, but one of them is your propane furnace.
Furnace.
It will utilize a lot of LP.
Oh, yeah.
And then if you're not using your water heater on power, if you're using it on LP also, you're going to burn a lot of LP, and those tanks will go empty quick.
They go real fast. Yeah, they do.
And that's what you don't want that happening, especially if you're, asleep at night, you wake up and it's freezing
cold. Yeah,
guess what? That water's colder than
it is you
than you can imagine, right?
Yeah, man.
An RV blowout plug. I think we already hit that, didn't we? No, I'm sorry. Where am I?
Next page. Here we go. Insulation upgrades.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the blowout plug. Yeah. Consider adding insulation to vulnerable areas, such as exposed pipes, install thermal curtains or insulating window coverings, all kinds of stuff. And they make that silver stuff that you just put right in the windows. Reflective. It's all good. That all stuff works.
Yeah, that is good stuff. Yeah. It keeps you warm.
How about skirting and underbelly insulation?
That's a big one. It was like you were saying with the floors being heated. That kind of keeps all of that in there.
Keep it in there. Yeah. Kind of like covering your plants.
Yeah,
but even more than that, like mobile home parks, you see all of those have skirting around them to keep that flow of air not from going
from underneath. Yeah.
That kind of like will super freeze it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Battery maintenance. We're talking about all the Teslas up north right now because they won't go and the charging stations are frozen and
Can't get the thing out of your charging station.
Right.
The car.
The ice is covering on the solar panels and the wind turbines are frozen solid. That stuff ain't going to work 100%. But
yes, sir.
Go ahead. Tell us about battery maintenance.
So you want to check your RV battery and ensure it is fully charged. And also consider using a battery warmer to maintain performance in cold weather.
Absolutely. And many cars up north have an actual plug that you plug your car right into an outlet. And that's not to charge it. That's to keep the engine and that everything warm. It keeps that warm so it'll start.
Yeah.
And battery acid can freeze.
That it can. There's a lot of those really up north, that extreme up north. When it gets cold, Michigan. Man.
Check your tire pressures. The temperature sucks the pressure, the air right out of your tire.
That's right.
And then, again, when it warms back up, check them again because they can be inflated.
It'll always flux. Yeah, man.
And last but not least, the weather forecast monitoring.
Bum, bum, bum.
We talked about those wind-up AM, FM radios.
Yeah.
Warm them suckers up.
Make sure you give it a test before you head out. Yes, sir.
Stay updated on the weather because winter storms can be very, very detrimental.
Yeah.
They can strand you. You could be stuck there with no power, no furnace, no heat.
Yeah, they're horrible.
And it can be a life-threatening situation. So, be flexible.
Yeah, man.
But if that's going to happen and you have your RV, guess what? You get in it and come south to Florida.
That's right, where it's nice and warm.
Like so many do. They call them snowbirds and live here for about 4 or 5 months a year.
Yeah. The good times, the good months. Yeah.
Hey, we'll be right back after another short message.
Need a golf cart? Check out Advance EV at Giant Specialty Vehicles, part of Giant Recreation World. More than golf carts, the hottest electric neighborhood vehicle. Fastest in the industry. Top speed to 25 miles an hour. Four-wheel disc brake seatbelts, full-color digital display speedometer, charge meter, and more. Plus, all Advance carts have higher impact class windshields and upgraded seats with matching body color stitching. New inventory, colors, and styles at GSV at Giant Recreation World in Winter Garden. Or online, giantrecreationworld.com.
All right, we are back. Hey, if you're just kind of clicking around and you see this third segment and you haven't listened to any others, Giant Recreation World. I'm Larry.
I'm Dwayne.
We are RV Hour. Three huge RV dealerships in Central Florida, Winter Garden, Palm Bay, and Ormond Beach.
Yeah.
We're here for all your RV needs, all your golf cart needs, all your rental, all your service, all your parts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a big explanation yesterday, too. When you go around telling everybody you got a podcast, we have to also, well, we're also an RV dealership.
That's right. That's not my job, my primary job.
Everybody kept looking at us like, oh, you guys are podcasters. I'm like, whoa.
Hey.
That's the secondary.
Why do I do this? To promote the RV lifestyle.
That's right.
And to make sure that people know that Giant Recreation World is a good place where we'll educate you and not be high pressure.
Yeah.
And we give a darn.
Yeah.
So.
Because you don't always want a sales pitch, I tell you.
I mean, we are family owned and operated to a fault, actually, because the family all work together, too. And everybody knows how that is sometimes.
Do pretty well, though, here.
We respect each other, and we try to stay out of each other's lanes. Each one of us is a professional in one of our departments.
Yeah.
So with that being said, if we can stay there, we have a symbiotic relationship.
Would you say?
But the minute we step out of our lanes, I hate saying, we cause each other some stress.
Sometimes, yeah.
Symbiotic.
But, I mean,
you know, like.
No, I was going to use your other word.
No, don't use
that. Don't even say it. I'm not even going to say it. I'm not saying it. That was making me laugh.
So I want to talk about our RV open house.
What
Red
you got?
Egg sales event coming up. When is that happening?
February 1st to the 4th.
All three locations.
Yes, sir.
Winter Garden on West Colonial Drive.
That's right.
Palm Bay on Culver Road, which is basically the corner of I-95 and Palm Bay Road.
Yep.
Yeah. And then at Destination Daytona in Ormond Beach, basically the corner of I-95 and Destination Daytona Lane.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So very excited.
Yeah, so this is going to be a red tag sales event.
Yeah, the primary reason for this sale is to a big push to have all our 2023s gone.
Yes, sir.
So that's our goal.
Yeah.
We have some incentives, like we have some banks that are due no payments for 90 days. We have some banks that will let you do 100% loan, so you don't have to put anything down out of your pot.
Yeah, that's a big one.
We have all kinds of different lengths of term to lower the payments, regardless of whether you think the rates are high or not. But
that's right.
Again, my advice to people that want to worry about rate is that don't worry about rate right now. Because as the rates continue to go up, if they are, or if they don't go back down, there's more opportunities out there for you to make money with your cash. You can invest in some things.
There you go.
And not put it against a depreciable asset.
There you go. Yeah.
You know, RVs do depreciate.
That they do.
As do cars, as do boats, everything, basically. The only thing it doesn't seem to anymore is housing.
Yeah.
But again, there's another positive thing. Prices of houses are going to go down. Why don't you use your cash for something like that will actually be able to make you money, right?
There you go. Yeah, man. That's good,
too. The rates will go back down, so you can refinance RVs, and they don't have any closing costs involved. So,
which is very nice.
It's just bam, bam, thank you, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Come on, camp it.
But we have, that's our primary reasons going to be. We have everything with a red tag is going to be super cheap as far as the competition goes.
Heavily discounted.
So come on, any one of our lots, you'll see little red tags.
Oh, yeah.
They're little squares by yay, yo.
Yep.
Yay, if you're watching. If not, I think they're about 5x3.
At there.
So, you know, and they're little red tags.
Little red tags. That definitely
basically says, look at me, I'm priced to sell.
That's right. Yeah. Take me home.
But everybody loves our sales. We're not doing free lunches, but we're going to have all kinds of giveaway little tchotskis, or should I say awesome stuff to get
awesome
giveaway.
Stuff.
We're going to do raffle drawing.
We have gift cards. Get a little gift card, $10, $20, $30 gift card.
Oh, yeah. Spin the wheel, spin to win.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have those. We're going to have all kinds of snacks, you know, and drinks.
Yeah. Keep it fun. Even a little cornhole out in the showroom if you want to get competitive.
Might do a little bit of cornhole. You know, back in the day before our original dealership burned to the ground.
Oh.
Did you know we had shuffleboard courts?
Did you really? No, I didn't know that.
The canopy.
Yeah. Get out of town.
And we used to have shuffleboard tournaments and stuff.
Oh, wow.
That's
cool. Yeah, man. That's way back.
Way back. So.
That's fun.
How about we talk about some part-time Bonus Corner.
Here we go.
If you're not versed at what that is, Bartow Myers is our sales director.
Yes, sir.
He spends countless hours shopping the internet, seeing any of our inventory that he thinks is a slow mover or needs to go, putting super, super pricing on them so that they get attention on the interweb.
Keep them competitive.
And on the lot, a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And they get sold. And he does such a fantastic job. That's why a meeting with some banking friends of mine that we're partners with today said we are better than almost everybody that they've ever talked to as far as the age of our inventory goes.
Yeah, we do pretty good.
Officially, we have two 2022 products still in the inventory. That's all we have.
That's it.
Many other dealers have like 15 or 20% of their inventory.
Yeah, it is.
So again, there you go. There's a comparison.
Yeah, we did good, boy.
But the first one on Bartow's, you must tell the people about this coach.
Oh, yeah.
Is a 2023 brand new Thor Motor Coach Challenger. That's a 35 MQ model. Now, their Challenger is a full body paint, high end, and I'm talking super high end, gas powered Class A.
That is nice.
Basically, the interior of this coach and exterior of it is basically like a diesel pusher or a bus. So, again, on the passenger side, or should I say the curb side of the vehicle.
Oh, yeah. I like where you're going.
It's basically a whole full wall slide. So it almost, two-thirds of the side of the whole coach out as a slide room. And then in the middle of the coach has a super slide with a sofa and a sofa bed that makes a bed and a dinette that makes a bed.
Oh yeah.
So, it's quite an awesome floor plan.
This is.
The entry door is in kind of like just behind the passenger and the pilot and co-pilot chairs.
Uh-huh.
So just behind those, you walk into the coach. So you can either take a right and utilize one of those captain chairs as part of the living area.
I like it has a coffee table in the middle.
It certainly does. And those are very helpful if you like to have some snacks or whatever when you're driving the coach.
Yeah. You and have a little spot there for you.
The pilot and the co-pilot.
Oh, yeah.
I like to call them.
Yeah.
But then you walk in and straight in front of you is a 68-inch, which is a big sofa bed.
Big bed.
It makes a queen bed. And it has a big TV. With it's retractable 48-inch TV that comes out of the ledge behind the sofa.
Yeah.
So it can go up and down. So when you're not watching TV, it's down so you can see out the windows.
Yep. Very convenient.
Next to that is a sofa, a dinette booth that also makes a bed. It makes about a double bed too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then in the back you got a king bed that will lean back. It will lean the headboard up.
Okay.
Or whatever, so that you can utilize it to watch the bedroom.
Oh, nice. Little lift up there.
Lift up. And it also is the position for when you put the slide room in, so you can still walk by the bed to get to the very back if you want to go.
Oh, there you go.
The bathroom's on the side, so it has an enclosed side bath.
Ah, that's nice.
A nice walk-in shower and a separate toilet and sink. It's got a nice little home theater system sitting across from that retractable TV I told you about.
Yeah, man.
There's a lot to talk about with this car.
I like it. It's got a stackable washer and dryer, too. It's nice.
Tell us the pricing.
Pricing. So we got a list price at $278,310. We are at a price for us, just a Giant Recreation World, under $170,000.
That's almost $109,000 off MSRP.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Can you dig it?
You can.
I don't know what percentage that is, but anybody knows that's good with math knows that that is way out of the ordinary for RVs.
Oh, yeah.
That's
pretty incredible.
I'm going to talk about our one of our only last 2022s now.
This is it.
We have a 2022 Coachmann Prism Elite Model 24CB. It is parked at our Ormond Beach location.
That's right.
It has a U-shaped dinette in the slide with a pantry. It has a full bed in the back that's in the corner. I call it a corner bed, corner bath, because the corner of it is a full bed. The other corner is where your shower, your toilet, and your sink.
Everything is. Yeah, I like it.
It has a good size refrigerator. It's got a stove,
Big stoves too, man. This is a great, like, it's more the size of the eating area and hangout spot. I like that.
I think it's one of the best floor plans. It's a quality Coachmann product on a Mercedes Sprinter chassis. Oh, yeah. So it's the Blue Def diesel.
Oh yeah,
you know, by Mercedes powers it.
Sleeping six.
$181,000 MSRP. Our sale price $109,888.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you have ever shopped those Sprinter vans at the Mercedes dealerships, mm-hmm. the van themselves is about $100,000. So yeah. Again, this is a great deal. Yep. And it's 71 change off of.
So we're only charging $9,000 for the trip for the.
Pretty much, if you want to look at it that way. However, this is a cutaway van.
Oh, gotcha.
It doesn't include the whole van.
Oh, okay. All right.
So they got me there.
I want to talk this next one here.
It's a Holiday Rambler.
There it is.
Holiday Rambler.
You guys might not see this, but we put kind of a trick in for Larry here. We kind of left out the name in our inventory to see if he knew what it was.
Yeah, he does that to me all the time, folks. But how about a 2023 Rev is the actual manufacturer.
Rev, yep.
Holiday Rambler, the subfamily, is a vacationer, 33C, Class A, high-end. It's their highest gas.
The gas coach, yeah.
Yeah. So it's another high-end gas coach.
Yeah, these are nice, too. I like the Holiday Rambler.
Oh, my goodness. Again, there's also a certificate that you sign when you buy this.
Oh, really?
You get a rebate right from Holiday Rambler.
Right.
Yeah, from them for $5,000. So that's not included in this pricing I'm talking about. That comes from the manufacturer. So
that's right.
Once we record your warranty startup date, you get that from the manufacturer.
Oh, yeah.
And you can have it signed over to us to use as extra down payment, or you can take it and use it to, I don't know, go to the track.
There you go. But yeah, we've got a page on our website, landing page and that, so you can find out more information about that that discount. It's actually manufacturer's rebate.
Manufacturer's for real rebate.
Right to you. Yep,
so
that's a good one.
This is another beautiful coach. It's a similar floor plan to the Challenger we talked about earlier.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
This has the same. You walk in just behind the pilot and co-pilot chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Right to your left is the full kitchen with a big residential refrigerator, four-door.
Oh, yeah.
And then across from that is in the slide-out is a sofa, big sofa. That's a booth,
mm-hmm.
and then a big sleeper sofa. Across from that is a side bath, and then in the very rear you got your king bed with a entertainment center across from that.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you, it's a great floor plan.
Really is. They got it's nice.
And there's a lot of little details that I want you to go and hunt for.
I like they have the double sink. It helps with prepping.
Double sink, and it's deep.
Yeah,
you know,
I like
deep
that.
Sink. So it's very useful. That you can put sink covers on it if you want to increase your cabinetry.
Oh yeah,
you can cook on there. There's a stove cover that flips down that you can utilize as more counter space.
More counter space. Yeah.
Just as a great unit. Its list price is $250,057. Our sale price $159,999. That's over $90,000.
Under $160,000 for class A. Look at that.
For high-end,
luxury.
I'm not talking, and it's a heavy chassis, 22,000-pound chassis.
Yeah, man, it's a big boy.
Yeah, it's got the big 19-inch wheel, not the little 16-and-a-half inch.
Yes.
So, yeah, everybody knows what I'm saying.
It's awesome.
How about a 2023 Tiffin Allegro bus?
Yeah.
This is a super diesel, baby.
Oh, yeah.
40 IP model.
These are the big boys.
It's actually 41 foot long.
Mm-hmm.
It does not have the tag axle. But again, you don't need a tag axle for something this size.
No, you don't.
It still has a 58-degree wheel cut. What does that mean?
I mean, you can make damn tight turns.
You can turn this inside of these gas ones that I talked about.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, utilize half. You can do a 2-point turn in one of these.
In one of these, yeah, man.
Sometimes a one. You know, just do a, whoo. I mean, that turns, I mean, the wheels go past 50 degrees.
Crazy. Crazy. Might have to do a live presentation of that sometime.
Might have to. We talked about doing some driving.
Yeah, we can do some palm bag.
Yeah, the MSRP on this beautiful Allegro Tiffin Allegro bus is $623,000 roughly.
Whoa.
Our sale price, $439,667.
Yeah.
That means it's $183,000 off MSRP.
Wow.
Don't tell anybody about Allegro about that, because that's way less than they let us advertise. Yeah,
that is something.
But it's quad slides, huge slides. I mean, it's a bath and a half, coach. Full bath in the back, very back. So the whole back is a
bathroom.
Bathroom with a huge vanity with, you know, his and her sinks. And it's got a king bed with a big entertainment center across from that. It's got a side half bath where you can wash your hands and you can use the lavatory. It's got a freestanding dinette area. It's got a huge kitchen with a big pullout that increases the size. And being an Allegro bus, it has all the amenities, you know, washer, dryer, dishwasher, aqua hot, if everybody knows what that means. It probably has the heated tiles for when it's cold in the winter.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a great coach. Don't miss it. And the last one on our list is a Quantum LC26. That's a Thor Class C. MSRP, 161. Sale price, $98,777. $62,670 off of MSRP. And this is a double slide Class C with a walk-around queen bed in the back. A corner bath, sofa, and dinette, has an overhead bunk with a built-in skylight up there, so it has nice natural light. This is a beautiful Class C, under $100,000, which is hard to find right now. It's a Ford F-450 chassis. So come and see us at Giant Recreation World. We'll see you next week.
Attention, all 2022s have to go. New adventures and new destinations in a new RV from Giant Recreation World. No payments for 90 days and no money down. Motorhomes, travel trailers, toy haulers, fifth wheels, and golf carts too. Have a trade? Get top dollar now. And if you need service, parts, or a rental, Giant Recreation World has you covered. Shop at GiantRecreationWorld.com or visit their three locations. The only RV dealer in Central and North Florida with a nationwide RV warranty forever. GiantRecreationWorld.com.
Need a golf cart? Check out Advance EV at Giant Specialty Vehicles, part of Giant Recreation World. More than golf carts, the hottest electric neighborhood vehicle. GiantRecreationWorld.com.